Seth, and welcome back. Let's talk about the news today. Now, yes, it has nothing to do with code. Well, we're going to tie it in at the end to code. But yeah, in general, it's not going to be related to code. One thing I always liked is the idea that Laracast itself is always focused on the code. When you watch a video, all we care about is the code. I liked the idea that the podcast is more about the person writing the code or the people who write code. So in those situations, we deal with a lot of things, how we view code, how we view communities, how we deal with our everyday lives, how we live as mothers and fathers who also write code. You know, it's just a common similarity that we all have. And that's about it. So yeah, I want to talk about the news. This is something I've been thinking about for a long time. Now, for years, I didn't watch morning news. We got rid of cable a long time ago. So it just wasn't part of my routine. But recently, maybe 9 months ago, I did sign up for YouTube TV, which is great, by the way. Of all the services, it's the best I've tried. I tried, what was that one? Sling? I tried PlayStation View. None of them came even close to YouTube TV. So I highly recommend it. But yeah, as part of that, and also, my life has changed a little bit since we had a baby. So now I have a 1.5-year-old who runs around the house every single morning. And suddenly I'm up at 6, 7 a.m. every single day. I used to skip breakfast most of the time. And now it's kind of funny. You have a kid and suddenly you have to be like, you have to be parents. You have to be adults. And as part of that, I make coffee every single morning. I make breakfast for us every single... I cook eggs every single morning. If you had told me I would do that a decade ago when I hated eggs, I would have laughed. But it's one of those things when you switch to being a parent, you have lots of things on your plate. But anyways, as part of that, I turn on the news and I switch between the news. I go through about 3 or 4 stations usually. MSNBC, I will turn on CNN, I'll turn on Fox News, you know, the big ones in the U.S. And one thing, I'm not sure why, maybe it's because the election in the U.S., and don't worry, nothing heated here, you do not need to get defensive what other side of the spectrum you fall on, I promise. But I think because of the election in the U.S., things have been so heated across the board, and there's such hyper-partisanship that... In the last year and a half, I've probably been more in tune with the news than I ever have in my life. And I made a very specific effort last year to give equal weight to both sides. And funny enough, I think Twitter encouraged me to do this. Not directly. Nobody said to do this. In fact, they would say the opposite. But I realized in the Twitter community, and specifically within the tech community there, they, of course, not all, but more, I would say more than not, they all subscribe to this groupthink. And I realized I can either accept that those who disagree with them are idiots and fools and terrible people, or I can listen to what they have to say. So in the last year and a half, more than ever in my life, I've made a very conscientious effort to be informed as I can on what's going on in the United States. Like I said, if you're not in the U.S., you may not know this. You may know it a little bit, but if you don't live in the U.S., things are incredibly heated when it comes to political, like more than anyone has ever seen. Very, very heated. You have people way on this side, and then you have people way on this side, and they might as well have pitchforks because they hate each other with a passion. I've never seen it quite as bad as it is in the last couple of years. But I have learned some things as part of it. And one of those things is just how much people are divided. I think if you are not fully taking in the full spectrum, you whatever side politically you fall on, we're not going to get into any of that, but whatever side you fall on, you may end up with this impression that the people who think differently than you are horrible people. That's the only reason, it's the only way they could actually disagree with you, is they are horrible people. And as I say this, maybe you're hearing it and you're thinking to yourself, yeah, I do think they're terrible people. But you know what? You come into contact with these people every day at the grocery store. You work with them, even if they don't tell you. You probably work with them. And you surely think, oh, it's just a nice person. No issue there. Politics didn't come up. They're just a nice person. But somehow, when you learn maybe how they see the world, how they think a government should be run, suddenly in your head, they are no longer worthy of you. They are bad people. This is a horrible thing. And it, once again, it encourages this idea of groupthink, where if you're on this side, here's what you think. And if you're on this side, here's all of the things that you are allowed to think. And you're not allowed to think any of the things that might be part of the other side. Nope. Here is your collection of things that make up conservative politics or liberal politics. You're all given your little basket. Here's your collection of things that you're allowed to believe. And it's funny, right? You're like, you have to admit it. It's basically true. What was I listening to the other day? It might have been, I can't remember. I watch a lot of debates and discussions on YouTube. And who was it? I'm sorry, I can't remember it. Anyways, he made this comment that you could ask a person something as random as, what are your thoughts on climate change? And based upon their response, either way, you can more or less fill in the blanks to figure out how they see the world, what they think politically, what they think should be allowed, to a pretty accurate degree. You can do that, all right? And I bet 80% of the time, to that degree, you'd be mostly right. Well, if you believe this, then you probably believe this. People who believe that usually believe this other thing over here. And once again, it's this idea of groupthink. You don't even realize it's being done to you, but you're constantly being force-fed ideas and thoughts that back up your existing biases. And maybe there's no way around this, right? The problem, though, is I think sometimes each side gets it in their head that they're not biased. They are just interpreting facts the way any smart person would. And it's those other people who don't understand basic common sense, who don't understand facts. I see this on both sides. Once again, it's just not true, but it's that constant drip feed, just filling up your ideas, filling up your opinions, and maybe you don't realize it's happening. But now one thing I've found is that my original idea a few years ago was that Fox News was admittedly biased. Not in a horrible way, but they would let you know, look, we view the world through a lens, and then you have all the other news channels that are just reporting the news. And I realized in the last year and a half, that's actually not true even remotely. Each one of them overwhelmingly has a viewpoint. They want to give this viewpoint to you. They want to mold and shape your opinions. It's not about presenting the news of the day. It's about instructing you how you interpret that news and the correct way to interpret that news. This has been a big realization for me. So I started realizing like a year and a half ago, I feel like I'm being manipulated here. No matter what stage, all of them, no matter which one I turn on, I feel like I'm being a little manipulated here. So I started branching out, like rather than watching traditional news, because I realized it's really biased and they have agendas here. They have backers, they have advertisers, they have specific reasons to present things the way they do. You know, you think of CNN.com or FoxNews.com, either one. They want as many clicks as possible from you. This is a for-profit company. The goal is not to give you the news. The goal is to make a profit. So does that, sadly, encourage them to phrase and sensationalize things in such a way that will keep you coming back, that will keep you clicking on news articles? And the answer, of course, I'm sure we can all agree, is a resounding yes. And that's sad, right? All of these places should be our go-to destinations so that we understand what's going on in the world. But clearly, there is a ridiculous conflict of interest. So I started branching out, reading smaller things. Everything from like these kind of homegrown news sources to blogs to debates and discussions. And this is where YouTube has been incredibly, maybe more than anything else, because it covers the entire spectrum. You can find thoughtful, reasonable discussions by brilliant people, and it's all free. They're not being bought. They're not being encouraged. They're not having to fit in their ideas before we cut to somebody else or before they have to cut to commercial to make money. You can hear these fantastic, reasonable discussions between smart people. This is something I realized was missing. I was not getting it watching the morning news. Now, as part of this, I started realizing for myself how much the ideas that had been fed to me were completely wrong, like completely biased and slanted in such a way to make me dismiss things that disagreed with them, that disagreed with the angle that they want to impose upon you. So for example, you have left and right. left has the general idea that the right are idiots, maybe they're racist, that they're horrible people, that they're anti-science. The right has these ideas that the left are anti-science, that the left goes against much of what made this country possible in the first place, that the left is hateful. And isn't it funny? On both sides, you hear some similar terms. They're shouting the same slurs at one another, right? And clearly, this is a situation where conversation is not taking place. And it's even gotten so bad to the point that you almost pat yourself on the back if you slice away that conversation, because it is beneath you to converse with this person who disagrees with you. And what a horrible, horrible thing. And I have to tell you how beneficial it has been for me that from doing this, from reading these blogs, from watching all of these discussions and debates and YouTube programs that have gotten so good across the board politically. It's really important you do it across the board, or you just fall into that same groupthink again, which is horrible for you. Anyways, I really appreciate how it's opened my eyes to the incredible bias in your traditional daily news. Like I said at the beginning of the video, the goal is not to present the news to you. The goal is to instruct you how to interpret that news. And that's a really, really dangerous thing, I would say. And I don't know, when did this happen? I was tweeting about this earlier today at the time of this recording. I had it in my head that there was a time when it wasn't this way. Like, I wasn't alive in the 60s or the 50s, but my impression of news in the 50s was, yes, we're going to give you the news. It's a little boring, but you need to know it, right? Was that a thing? I wonder, to anyone listening who lived in the 60s, was that a thing, or is it just my imagination? Was it a fiction that was the case? Has it always been so divided as it is? I'm pretty sure it's worse than it has ever been right now, but was there ever a time when it didn't feel like the news was trying to mold how you see the world? I don't know. Anyways, yeah, these are things I think about a lot lately, because it's almost like when you, I don't know, let's say you buy a new car, and then suddenly you see your car everywhere around town. There's actually a term for that, and I can't think what it is. I don't know. But anyways, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's just the idea you have something and then suddenly you see it everywhere. And that's how this, I don't want to be lame and call it an awakening. That's a cheesy term, but it sort of feels like that, where I've learned enough across the main spectrum here to learn, like, these are all good people and they have really good ideas and really good justifications for why they do the things they do. And so it made it that much more clear when I came back to watching morning news while I'm making breakfast for my daughter, how gross it is. Like, seriously gross. You will watch conversations where it's like, wow, you completely misrepresented this person's view, or you intentionally left off this key component to the discussion. You didn't mention it once because it didn't back up the agenda that your side has. It's gross. I mean, am I crazy here? Does no one agree? It feels, I have to believe people feel this way. It doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you fall on. You have to feel it, right? Now, if we switch to code, I was thinking this morning, well, am I doing the same thing with Laircast? I'm trying to maybe in some way mold how you think about code. And the answer is yes. You know, not sinisterly. I don't like Smithers put my hands together, put my fingers together, trying to think how I'm going to manipulate you if you watch a Laircast video. It's just more, I'm trying to tell you how I see the world when it comes to code. And it just comes out. But you would want that, right? Would you really want a Laircast where I don't have any opinions and I just present to you all the different ways of doing it? I mean, maybe you would want that. I don't know. Is that something to think about? Is that something you would want? Would you want an instructor who just tells you the cold, hard techniques, makes no comment on whether they're good or bad or confusing or helpful, and then leaves it up to you to make up your own mind? So these are things that I think about. Is it the same thing? Now, of course, the difference is staggering here. I'm not presenting news to you. That should be impartial. When you sign up for Laircast, you're specifically signing up for me to help you in some way. That's basically what's happening here. And of course, I'm going to have ideas on what clean code is and what it looks like and what's worth it and what's not. Of course, I would have ideas, just like you do. So the question is it appropriate for me to share those ideas? I think some people would say, no, it's not appropriate. I've had conversations like this before. But I'll tell you, if that's the case, I don't want to build that site. I want it to be a reflection for how I see things. Otherwise, it would feel dishonest. I remember about a year ago, somebody was asking me to cover a topic, and I didn't want to, because my view was like, I've tried this topic. I don't want to say what it is, but I've tried this topic, and I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't feel passionate about it, and I don't want to ever teach and advocate something that I don't feel good about. It needs to excite me. I need to have had benefit from it in order to cover it. And if that isn't happening, I feel like it's dishonest, even if lots of people want to learn it. I feel like it's dishonest for me to cover it on the site. But some people would disagree. Anyways, something to think about. A little different topic for today. I've tried to be as kind and as objective as possible, but do think about it. Think about how you consume your news, and if in any way you're being spoon-fed your opinions at all. And maybe you don't even, that's the crazy thing. Maybe you and I don't even realize it's happening because it's so constant on a daily basis. You don't even realize it's taking place. That's what I've been thinking about. Anyways, that'll do it for today. I'll see you later.